3:36 at WGCL, Glass in the Afternoon. Thank you for being with us. Women's basketball tonight, exhibition against Northwood. We'll hear from Terry Morin at some point today. Well, Joe will handle that, and Joe Smith reports. We'll hear that before the top of the hour as well. Pacers-Celtics for you, 7 o'clock pregame, 7:30 at the Bast in Gadden. You know what I learned? And this is a funny story. I'll bring Jordan Davis in for that. Do you know the Boston accent is totally fake? Are you aware of this? Do you know that?
I have no idea. That's shocking.
When I was gone last week, and sorry about that, I had a bounce out of town, as the kids would say. I was down in with my gang at PGA Tour, and my social guy, who was fantastic, grew up his whole life in Boston. He's 27 years of age, and so we're in these meetings all day, right? And everybody's talking, and then all of a sudden someone's like, "Where are you from again?" He goes, "Boston." And we're like, "Where's your accent?" He goes, "Oh, that's all contrived, man. Nobody talks like that in Boston. Did you know that?" He said the Wahlbergs and all those, like Affleck and Damon, all ham it up to make it like, I don't know, like a Chamber of Commerce tourism thing.
Yeah, I feel like Bill Burr's might be the most authentic because he's got a little bit of it, but it's not like over the top, you know,
right?
Like the people you just mentioned.
Now, when we all get fired up, it comes out, but it's not like a standard talking deal there. So the more you learn on this program, that's why I was sad to miss with you last week, but we were tangled up in meetings and having fun. It's November. Happy Halloween. What'd you get into last night, you kidless free bird roamer?
Just recorded an episode of the podcast and went home. Took it easy. I don't didn't have anybody knocking on my apartment door, and I did all my celebrating when I DJ'd this past Friday night at the Root Cellar, and all the kids were dressed up, and I felt like that was my Halloween night.
Well, you had two Halloween nights. You had all the kids dressed up on Friday night, then you had all the kids dressed up on Saturday when I saw you at the Switchyard Park Pavilion for a little wedding fun. We had some really good food that night.
Yeah, that was excellent. From Jake over there at the cabin out on the Far East Side, man, they did what did he say? It was like a Korean barbecue.
Yeah, bulgogi. He said he usually does it with beef, but he did it with chicken. It was you and I were talking about that before I talked to him. It was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because we talked, and then I talked to him after, too, because the potatoes had some feta cheese, some steak. It was quite the spread.
Now, here's the inside baseball scoop. At our table, his wife was sitting with us. So I went through the line with her. And she was like, "You're going to want two or three of those. You're going to want," and she walked me through everything. And, I had to get a spotter for my plate to carry back to our table. But the food was awesome. And I don't mean to knock anybody else's weddings. That's not where I'm going with this. But that's not always the case when you go to weddings. That's for sure. So we had skirt steak or flank steak, one of the two. And the chicken, I can't say that word. I can't do
bulgogi.
It. Bulgogi? Yeah, the Korean style. Broccolini, the layered, it looked like a piece of pie, but like you said, it was potatoes and cheese. It was delightful.
Yeah, good almost stuff. Like it was like a little triangle of potatoes. It was like almost like lasagna. Like layered.
Yes. Yes. So I was asking, I said, "Hey, you know, hours, what are you guys doing?" It's like, "Hey, just like a lot of folks, you know, Monday, Tuesday, we're quiet, but we're going to keep it a diner." He worked there before he bought it a couple years ago. And just the cabin out there on 446. Again, something you're not going to probably drive by. You're going to have a destination to go to. But that was good. Fair marks where fair marks are due, right, buddy?
Oh, yeah. Jake and Shannon know what they're doing. I remember one of my first times out there, I was looking at the menu, and it had Jake's Pork Sandy. And it was pork loin with, like, goat cheese and, like, balsamic reduction. And, like, it was all the flavors that I like put together. So, of course, I ordered it, and it even far exceeded my expectations. And the portions out there are massive.
Yep. You want biscuits and gravy at 4:30 in the afternoon? They'd be more than happy to provide those to you. So you had a busy weekend. We had fun last night. It was a little chilly. I was working last night as well, but kids were out grabbing candy. Hey, look, it's November all of a sudden. My goodness. And, little snow flurries yesterday. Did you, could you imagine you were there when you went home last evening? Have you ever seen downtown less crowded in your life?
Yeah, no, it was, I mean, I was, I was home pretty early, but I went over and stopped by Dave's Hot Chicken. Oh. That place, man, I totally, because I went there a couple times when it opened. I was like, this place is amazing. And then just totally forgot about it. And then I've gone twice in the last week. And it is just like, I don't know. It's like do something and do something well. And that's all you got to do. And that's exactly what they embody. You know, it's like it's just chicken and fries. And but they just like they do it so exceptionally well. What I like to do, my little hack, I don't know if it's a hack, everybody does it, is, you know, get whatever heat level you want. But then you got to put a little honey on like every bite.
Ooh. You got to go both ways, right? You got to get the sweet and the spicy.
Exactly. Yeah, and they have tons of packets of honey. They'll ask you. So if you don't already do that, I highly suggest it. And the buns they have are so soft. They, like, mold perfectly around the chicken.
Ooh.
I don't know. I know we're – obviously we support more than just local places, and they're a chain. But they're knocking out of the park. And every time I don't order ahead, I just go in and order, and it takes 5 minutes.
You know, that's the cool part. Chain, not a chain. We've always had that discussion. I think that has mellowed over the years in a good way when people have realized who owns the chain and who they employ. It's a little bit different than of course, everybody has a franchise fee. That's how things work in life. And once you start learning these things, it's not a big deal. But I can remember, I know you've lived downtown for a while, when you would get past the Buskirk Chumley Theater, there were two or three blocks of not much going on before you got to maybe Chipotle. Now that is all exploded on the, I guess that would be the south side of the street. All those coming soons are all open and going, including the Poindexter inside the Graduate. Did you see the special sandwich they had on offer today?
No, I did not see it, but I've seen them things that always looks great.
I shouldn't come on here hungry, but I have, and I've screwed that up again. But yeah, they've go look. Oh, here, I just found it. Angus beef smash patties, melted gouda, tangy sauerkraut, crisp bacon, acorn squash, vegetable medley, and a drizzle of sweet maple mustard, all on toasted marble rye bread.
Love, you want to go switch one for lunch? Split one?
get one to go, drop it by One City Center, fourth floor. I'll dummy waiter it up to the top. So now I'm sweating and talking about food. Jordan Davis is my buddy. He's the No Dishes podcast host. He's the operations manager at the Chocolate Moose, and he joins me every Wednesday. So that side of the street, I mean, obviously with Sweet Green, we've had some other things up at closer to the sample gates. After Lenny's as well. Yeah, all sizes fit here in Bloomington. That's exciting.
Yeah. One of the other ones that I went to this past week is Chubby's right there. You know, just what is that? Just east of the Buskirk.
Correct.
And it's like it's almost like a local Chipotle. And Chipotle, I mean, that line's to the door all the time on Kirkwood. Chubby's, they get you in and out. And my thing, the only complaints I've ever had is people be like, the meat I got was dry. You can look. You can see what you're ordering. So, like, if something looks dry, it's going to be dry. So look at it. Find the stuff that doesn't look dry. Order that. And I do that every time, and I'm always happy. Their birria is excellent.
Stir it up, Bob Marley once said. You'll be all right. Stir. But that's interesting. And they're open super late as well, if that's your style. Maybe on a night you're having a little too much fun. They go all night, little Lionel Richie style, all night long. Now, the other great part of the block is it's open now for business. We know that. That's been the full month of October. That shouldn't come to a surprise as anyone as outdoor dining. Well, there wouldn't be any outdoor dining here recently at all. What else has caught your eye or your taste buds here over the last couple weeks? I missed you last week.
Yeah, so I believe I had some homework to check out our new neighbor across the street with the Korean grill, the K-Bot. And as the astute student that I am, I made sure to do my homework. You know, myself, Lovey, and Aaron, we went over there, and we got an assortment. We did some pork. We did some beef. You know, you got your bulgogi in there. It was a very, very good experience. They've got lunch specials, a really good full menu. The flavors were all really well, like just well executed. It felt very authentic, but like approachable, not like, you know, sometimes you think authentic and you're like, ooh, I don't know. That's like a little out there for, you know, my palate. But it was all, all very, very flavorful and a very sweet couple that seems to be running the show there.
Now, this isn't one of these places, and I know there are some of these around. I don't go in there and cook my own food, right?
Correct, yeah. So in most of the places that are like that, they have stuff that are options to order where you don't have to cook your own. Typically, you kind of have to search that out. So, you know, Mama's Korea Barbecue, and then I believe Who Hot. Is it Who Hot? Also does that. The one right up by you there.
Honey Pot. I'm looking at the sign.
Yeah, there you go. Yep.
Homie Hot Pot.
Yes.
So you got me all confused with the honey earlier.
Homie Hot Pot and Mama's Korean Barbecue at 10th of the Bypass do it. Both of them have stuff that, you know, plenty of options to order if you're not trying to sit there and cook. Obviously it just depends on the mood you're in.
And that mood on this program is always hungry. Not hangry, hungry. We're always hungry. Jordan Davis joins me. The new place everybody is placing about. Well, we are going to head out to Ellettsville this time. You'll be there. Is that tonight? Big night tonight?
Yes, I'll be out at Hoosier Bar and Grill tonight. We're giving away two IU football tickets. We're doing bingo there from 8 to 10. And, I've had so many people hitting me up about the taco place there at the Shell gas station. I was talking to Lovey about it. It's interesting how like certain things just seem to strike a chord with the community. Like I remember when Lawn Ramen first opened next to Da Vinci there at 3rd and Washington, you know, everyone was going and trying and posting about it. And it's lightning in a bottle. And they have that at this New Mexican place that's out there inside the Shell gas station across on the south side of that main strip there across from like the IGA.
And if you travel in the Midwest or anywhere around, you're driving anywhere, this is, you can find a lot of places like that. Not everybody can afford their entire food truck or can afford, you know, 5,000 square feet of restaurant. So you got to start somewhere. But this is authentic Mexican food from everything I've read about. Now, I know you're not authentically Mexican, but what makes it different?
You know, I think honestly, I mean, without having been there, but just from the picture.
Oh, you haven't been yet. Okay, gotcha.
No. But I have friends that I trust that go. And I mean, honestly, it's just care and time, you know, taking time to make things the right way and using high quality ingredients and trusting the process of making it and not rushing it and just really caring about how it comes out and what you're giving out. So it's cool to see them. From all accounts, kind of knocking it out of the park.
And again, that's the silliness of Facebook helps get the message out. Not everybody has an advertising budget. Not everybody can do that. So if we can help pass the word out, we're absolutely, absolutely going to do that. What else you been eating, buddy? I want to get hungrier. Let's go.
Yeah, well, real quick, I was going to say another like mention of, you know, kind of in a gas station, really great stuff. One of the claims to fame for the best tenderloin is the Knobbone Mart.
Oh, yeah.
You know, over there. East of Nashville, and that's just in a little gas station. So, definitely not unheard of. Lovey had to run over to Kleindorfer's the other day, and I just said, hey.
Hankles.
Yeah.
Hankles.
You already knew where I was going. I was like, hey, why don't you, if you feel like if you're not in a rush, just pop in Hankles. I'll do a double cheeseburger, no pickle. And he was kind enough to bring it back. And I don't know what it was. Maybe I, like, dive in too early when I go get it. But he brought it back here to the office. I open it, and I don't know if it, like, cooks a little extra when it's wrapped up like that, but it was the best Hankles burger I've ever had, which is saying something. I mean, they're all very, very close.
Steam it up in that foil, buddy.
Oh, it was just so perfect. I mean, it's just that paper, that checkered paper that it's wrapped in, and it just
– Oh, so it's not even – it's not foil. Onion-y. Okay.
Yeah. It's not even foil. It's not even, like, purposefully resting, you know? Shout out to the whole gang over there at Hankles, man. It is not easy to take over a place with a reputation like they had and really just continue to uphold it over all these years.
And speaking of steam, shout out to all the big-time places we all get our carry-out boxes. If you've noticed, they're all vented these days, so the steam does get out and crisp things can stay crisp. That was not the case back in the old styrofoam days, was it, buddy?
No, not at all. Yeah, soggy fries for
that. Well, if you want me to get carry out, let's vent it. Let's get that steam out of there. Let's get it out. Apple butter and pumpkin seasonable flavors. What the heck is going on? Ice cream. Yeah. Well, look at the sun. The sun's out. That means ice cream. Hey, it's cloudy. That means ice cream. Hey, it's raining. That means ice cream. What do you got, buddy?
Yeah, like you said, man, we're doing apple butter ice cream made with just real apple butter and a ton of it. I swear I'm not just saying this. The pumpkin ice cream and the apple butter ice cream this year are the best versions of each that we've ever had in my 9.5 years being here. They are just like, they're just on point. You know, sometimes in the past we've had it where the apple butter maybe tastes a little bit too close to our sweet cinnamon. It has that good apple flavor to it this year that you're really, really looking for, and it's just very unique. So come by. We need to buy a new iPad since one of ours got stolen. So any ice cream you buy will go towards the purchase of a new iPad, since we had a break-in last week.
Not good. Not good. Yeah. Not good. That's all right. We'll help spread the word, and hopefully these high tech criminals hopefully are caught and feel the brunt of justice whenever that might
be. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was, anyway, it's on our Facebook page. If you know who they are, let us know. We're making another post today. We're gonna put a reward with it.
We're just trying to get ice cream you can eat.
Absolutely, yeah. We'll give you ice cream for life if you can let us help us figure out who these two young guys are and keep it from happening to another small business in town.
You couldn't have said it. You couldn't have said it better. There is a new cat cafe. I know you haven't been yet, and neither have I. that'll be your homework for some time this month. I'm not going to force you into things, but I'm not joking. I'm not joking, kids. There is a cat cafe.
I know. I've seen it. I mean, I'm definitely going to go check it out. I'll see.
Do you know where it is?
I like how you so confidently assumed I hadn't been yet. What if that was on my list?
Well, then that's why we do live radio, buddy, because making up the script, we'd have to go through way, way too many things. All right, one thing before I let you go. The Shell gas station Taqueria, does that have a name?
Oh, man. I know it does.
Does it? Okay. Well, I don't off the top of my head. So it's the Shell in Ellettsville on 46. You can't miss it. They just redid the Shell. It's on the south side of the street. I think I've got that right. Well, go look when you're over there tonight at Hoosier Bar and Grill. Who can play bingo tonight? What time?
8 to 10. It's free to play. And it doesn't, honestly, I'm looking and I don't see a name. It looks like they're just calling it tacos and burritos and not seeing a name for it.
Come on in. We'll just feed you. And the one thing that I did learn from reading the post as well, as you mentioned, the care and concern that goes with it. It is not fast food. It is not grab and go. They will make it for you. So just relax. Enjoy. Fill up. Sounds like a commercial. Oh, no, Jordan's gone.
What?
Oh, you're there. Okay, good. No. I thought I lost you there for a minute. So you'll see you'll see the big flappy sign out front. That'll help you out, and you'll be able to find it. All right, have fun calling bingo numbers tonight, and we'll get caught up with you next week, buddy.
Thanks a lot, man. Shout out to Baked Yogis, Mother Bears, and Elm Coffee House for also taking care of me this last week, and I'll see you next week.
Imagine if the week had 15 days in it.
Oh, that was only – I only went back 7 days. I didn't go back to 14.
All right. Well, you know what? The reviews never get old, buddy. They never get old.
I'm going to try to keep cranking them out.
No dishes. Jordan Davis. Well, all right. We'll do it next week, buddy. See ya.
All right. Thanks, dude. See ya.
Jordan Davis, the No Dishes podcast host, the operations manager of the Chocolate Moose. Yeah, someone reached – broke in their window, stole their iPad. Jeez, come on. Come on, folks. Come on. Jordan joins us every Wednesday.